Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
And welcome back. That's a good way to always start the program because we're glad you're with us. And we also will welcome back when we have a great guest, we will invite them back. And it's been a while, but Christine Matthew is with me on the line, and we're going to turn the world of finance and money upside down. Think about it and talk about it from a completely different perspective. Now, I'm a little nervous because that's a risk for David to go out on a limb and talk about money in a non-traditional way, and I got her. I always see if I can get my guests to laugh, and I got you. All right, Christine, welcome. You couldn't contain yourself.
I couldn't help it.
I know. I write my own material. Some of it works. Some of it doesn't. I try to save the stuff that doesn't work for my family and the stuff that works for radio. So, all right.
Good.
So listen, I'm glad you're here. Let me properly introduce you. And the reason I invited Christine back is she's got a really interesting background and a new take on kind of the thinking about, talking about, and living your life with money and what it means. And so let me do this. First of all, I think it's really interesting. Christine spent 20 years as a top producing traditional financial advisor. She then went through, endured three divorces, experienced single parenthood twice. She's now a mother of four. She knows what it takes to be a great leader and live a wealthy lifestyle. And she'll be the first to tell you, and this is part of what makes this a remarkable opportunity to talk to Christine, is that all of that has nothing to do with money. And so in 2011, Christine made a shift and began a vocation as a coach and mentor where she focused on helping others overcome anxieties, align with their truth, their inner truth, and emerge as empowered leaders and can get in touch with where they need to be. And she's worked on this with getting a bachelor's in metaphysical science and is an ordained metaphysical minister. And for 3 years, she's also been a columnist for Buffalo Magazine and author of From Wisdom to Wealth. That's available over at Amazon.com. And also, she's got a blog at ThatMoneyGirl.com. So welcome back, Christine.
Hi. Well, thank you for having me again.
Yeah. Hey, listen, take me on the road. I'll do all your intros for you.
I know. You're wonderful.
Well, I just want to make sure everybody knows who you are and why you're on the line with us. And, you know, we don't just let anybody on the program. So, listen, let's dive right in here because, you know, your take on this is kind of the opposite, not opposite. It's just, I think maybe a better way of putting it is it's a new paradigm. It's an overlay of the traditional thinking about money. And, you know, I shared this with Christine, ladies and gentlemen, before we started that I've never had a person come into my office ever that said to me, I've got too much money. Or they never really, you know, the other way they put it sometimes is, you know, if I just had a little more money, one more zero, and I'd be all right. And so I think that speaks to, at least partly, some of what you're getting at.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think at the end of the day, what it really comes down to is being at peace with where you are and what you have. You know, and you're right, David, because I run into this all the time as well. I ran into this during all of the years that I was a traditional financial advisor. And I probably experience it even more now that I'm a coach, relative to that syndrome. I refer to it as that syndrome of having not enough, you know, that not enoughness syndrome.
Yeah. For some people, and again, this is not a judgment, nor is it a commentary on everybody, but for some people, there's never enough. And, you know, it's if we want to judge ourselves and what we've accomplished by comparing ourselves to other, which is probably not a good idea, but if we're going to do that, unless you are Carlos Slim, Warren Buffett, or Bill Gates, the three richest men on the planet, people on the planet, there's somebody with more money than you.
Yeah.
I mean, so, you know, there's always somebody. It's a funny thing. There's always, you can walk down the street and you will meet two people, one that's got more and one that's got less.
Yeah, so how do you arrive at that place, at that time where you feel good, right? Where you feel at peace with exactly where you are?
Well, I think we need a little coaching, Christine. I think we need a how's that? We need a little coaching because you know what? Look, I'm not a big fan of saying, "Hey, nothing's your fault and everything is somebody else's fault." I'm not a fan of that kind of thinking, but I will tell you that I think a lot of our belief systems about money
yep.
Come from A lot of what we are bombarded with on a daily basis, as early as when we're able to roll over and sit up and watch television, is a constant bombardment with everything. And I, you know, just for entertainment, sometimes I'll mute the TV and I'll see how quickly I can figure out what the key point is of the commercial. And it's, you know, it'll be, so like there's three or four commercials, it'll be, we can make your life easier. We can make, because it's technology or, you know, something like that.
Sure.
Or we'll help you do this, or we'll help you. It's always a message, but almost always, it's always about how you can be or seek or get or have this. If you have this, this will help you be more and get more. And all of that philosophy is just pounded into us for decades.
Yeah. 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 Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, I guess we'll call it a strategy,
yeah,
if you will. But this is the strategy that I use, that I coach, or that I teach, you know, to my clientele to help them through situations, you know, like that. And the practice is called forgiveness.
Okay.
You know, it's a different way of thinking.
Okay.
It's an absolutely different way of thinking. And when I speak of forgiveness, I'm not even talking about how we were taught forgiveness as kids and growing up and so forth. I'm talking about what I refer to as true forgiveness as it is laid out metaphysically, but in particular as laid out by A Course in Miracles, which is, again, it's a very different perspective and it's a very different way of thinking, especially in terms of our money and finances.
Well, help us unravel this a little bit. You know, you made another point, which is, you know, I didn't even speak to the, you know, the impact and socialization that goes on with our families and how we're raised. But let's start to unwind this a little bit. So when you say forgiveness, what do you mean? Who's doing the forgiving and what are we forgiving?
Okay. So I'm going to talk about true forgiveness. All right. And how it's different than what we were taught, and then kind of go into, you know, how we would apply it, why we would apply it. All right. And the benefits thereof. Okay. You ready?
That sounds good. I'm ready. Well, I tell you what, you're wound up. Hold that breath. Let's grab a break. We've set up the conversation. Count to 30. I'll be right back. Christine Matthew, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest today. You see why I invited her back. We're going to unwind this and figure out how we really think about money and understand a different approach to it. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Since 1997, David Holland has built a solid reputation in our local community as an independent financial advisor. Just as important, Holland Financial's professional team has grown to include 3 experienced certified financial planners, a tax accountant, an attorney, 3 chartered financial consultants, accredited asset management specialists, and certified annuity specialists. Our attentive and professional staff gives prompt and individualized attention to each and every one of our clients. Count on Holland Financial for your financial advice, not only for today, but for many years to come. Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us online at planstronger.com.
And we're back. Christine Matthew is with us, and I had her hold because I could feel an unleashing of a flood coming our way. There's going to be a lot more information, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to want to take a look at, and you can go to thatmoneygirl.com. You can also go to Christine's website, and it's Matthew, but you said it's French?
Yes, it
All
is.
All right, so here we are, MATHIEU for Matthew, ChristineMatthew.com. And there's an A in there, Christine A. Matthew. All right, .com. All right, so go.
Okay. So the practice of true forgiveness. Now, what I'm going to note very quickly is that when it comes to the actual process, we're not going to get into the process, but just so that everybody knows, there's actually 3 parts to it. So it's nothing that's complicated by any means, but there's one point that I'm going to make that addresses just one of those processes. All right. I just wanted to throw that out there.
Okay.
But the practice of true forgiveness, what it does for us is that it opens us up to realizing that where we are in terms of our financial health and well-being really isn't our fault or someone else's. And I heard you mention earlier, David, that we have this tendency to blame, right? We live in this society that almost built on a system of victims, right?
Yeah,
we have
sure.
a tendency to blame others and other things. All right, so with respect to true forgiveness, it is the exact opposite. It helps us to realize that we and no one else is at fault. And it might be kind of helpful if I give a little bit of a quick backstory
sure.
as to why that is, okay? Would that be
sure.
helpful?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So back in 2008-09, economic crisis, Great Recession, whatever you want to call it, I was still a practicing traditional advisor, a financial advisor. And what I saw, and that probably what you saw too, David, is that a lot of our clients, as well as other advisors, were allowing the market volatility and the economy to dictate how they felt, right? Because most of us were in this complete state of panic, just overwrought with fear. And I realized back then that through my conversations with my clients that while we were talking about money, we really weren't talking about money, right? Because all that clients wanted to do was to be able to sleep again at night in
exactly.
spite of all the fear surrounding them and the market and the economy.
Yep.
So what became more important than practical and investment strategies was how they could effectively manage their emotional responses to what was happening around them. So what people needed back then and still today is an emotional and spiritual strategy so that they in turn can respond to their circumstances in a healthy and productive way. And that's exactly what the process of true forgiveness allows. It's a process that allows us to shift our perception of a current situation, right? Whether it's mounting debt or an investment loss or even a divorce, where we tend to see ourselves in a state of lack and then align ourselves and experience peace of mind. And when we have peace of mind, we're going to be better decision makers relative to our money and otherwise.
Okay, so let me give you a little active listening here and see if I've got it right.
Okay.
So it is part of then with recognizing, you know, that we remove this, you know, victim and the offending person or the one that is the harming person. We remove that from the equation and we have just what it is. Does that then give us a better clarity? And as you use the term peace of mind, does it give us just better clarity to be able to then do what needs to be done or not do what we shouldn't do?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right. That's what it sounded like. I want to make sure I got it because it's a little, you know, I'm translating from my perspective. And because, you are, of course, spot on, Christine, because, you know, back in 2008, going into that, you know, March of 2009, when the Dow went all the way down to 6,500 points, the talking heads on TV, which I was ready to strangle, were scaring the bejesus out of everybody just for ratings and talking about the Dow hitting 5,000. And all of that was getting in people's way of making rational, well thought through decisions about their money.
That's right. That's absolutely right. Absolutely right. Yeah. Spot on.
Well, and there's so much of course, there's a political element here, and I don't do a political show, but it's impossible to remove politics from some of this because you start talking about who's a victim and who's to blame. And politics just take that and, I mean, it is an incredible sledgehammer that's used every day. And so when we get all that out of the way, we can say, all right, and I get it. I've got peace where I'm at. Now, this doesn't harm my inner self as I know the language that you speak to there, but what do I need to do?
Okay. All right. So in terms of the practice itself, okay, true forgiveness itself, what you do, one of the things that you can do is just kind of take a step back and remember who the common denominator is in all of this, right? While we're all in this throes, in the throes of blaming other people and other things and events and circumstances, remember that the common denominator is always you. All right. That's first and foremost. And remember what I said earlier. This is about no fault, no blame. All right? No fault, no blame in you or anyone else. Here's why. Okay? This is where I say take a step back and remind yourself of these next things.
All right.
We were all taught to think and believe certain things about money. And I think we can all agree that what we were taught to believe is mostly negative and focused on lack and scarcity. So if we were taught to think and believe in a certain way, then how can it be your fault? right? If we were all provided the same thought system around money, finances, the economy, and so forth, and a system that happens to be rooted in fear, then how is it your fault? You know, it's not your fault that you may believe that money is the root of all evil, right? It's not your fault if you can't believe that you can do the work that you love and thrive financially, right? Again, that is, and how you can apply that to yourself as well as other people is to remember we were all given the same set of tools to use relative to money and finances. And what I mean by set of tools is the thoughts and belief system, right? And when we can take a look back, maybe even delve into money memories, right? Think back to what your mom and dad taught you about money, right? Well, how did they lead by example? What do you remember growing up as a kid watching TV? What was the media like then? What is it even like now? All right, all the messages are there. But here's the thing with true forgiveness. When you practice true forgiveness, you realize that none of that stuff really has any basis in truth for you because it's brought up fear, right? And fear has nothing to do with the truth of who and what we really are, right?
So,
forgiveness.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
go ahead.
No, I was going to say, so I'm feeling like this is a, and it's just a feeling. It's kind of, it's kind of like getting to a place of some, a form of neutrality.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah, I'm one of those believers who, well, let me put it this way. I do not believe that you can be devoid of an emotion, all right? We are human beings. We are irrational beings. We're not robots, right?
That's right. Thank God.
So, thank God, right. So we have to realize that we have emotions, but there's a healthy way of leveraging them. So when you said getting neutral, I think that's the perfect way of putting it, right?
Yeah,
because I think when you're at peace of mind, you're kind of neither positive or negative. You're just in that really comfortable place where clarity and confidence and security can step in.
Well, anybody has experienced very strong emotions, and everybody has, unless, you know, they're... you know, I don't know where they are, but everybody has. And, you know, it's very hard to think clearly when whatever emotion, be it anger or fear or frustration or even joy and happiness. Some of the biggest mistakes made about money are when people are very, very happy and joyful.
Yeah.
So it's not just a negative here we're talking about, is it, Christine?
No.
I mean, it's a natural thing for us to assume that all of this is about the negativity about money, but it's also the positivity to be careful with because, you know, we can be low. And that's, of course, what happened in the late 1990s is, you know, we were on a 7-year bull market high. People were saying that, you know, the NASDAQ was at 5,000 points and everybody thought it was on its way to 10,000 points. I mean, it was just euphoria. And it was a new world order, and bull markets went on forever. And all that that enthusiasm and irrational exuberance, as it was called by Greenspan, you know what? It caused people to make irrational decisions.
Right, right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm. Yeah, yeah. And the whole process behind true forgiveness is that it allows you to realign yourself to that place where you do, in fact, experience peace of mind. And now you're in a position to choose differently, but in a healthy and productive way.
I think it's excellent, excellent perspective, Christine. Let's grab another quick break. Christine Matthews is our guest today. And the website, let me give it to you again. You'll want to go and get more information. Christine A. Matthew, and it's spelled M-A-T-H-I-E-U. Or you can go to thatmoneygirl.com. Quick break, right back with Christine.
When it comes to finding a financial advisor you can trust, do you know the right questions to ask? David Holland has written a popular book that can help, and it's called How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Scams. David has crammed his experience and insider knowledge about advisors and how they operate into this popular book. Visit Amazon.com to order your copy. Or if you want to meet one-on-one with David to talk about your financial goals and concerns, he'll give you a free copy of his book with no cost, no obligation. The number to call for your appointment with David is 671-PLAN. That's 671-PLAN. Or visit planstronger.com. Do you have financial questions you'd like answered on this show? Send them to questions@planstronger.com. You will remain anonymous.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The book, Christine's book, is From Wisdom to Wealth, Insights to Creating Your Path to Wealth. Check out Amazon.com, and you can also go to her blog at thatmoneygirl.com. And, of course, I gave you her website, Christine A. Matthew, M-A-T-H-I-E-U. .com. And I want to kind of, I don't know if I can put up, we certainly can't put a bow around this in a 30-minute show, Christine, but I would like to ask you this to kind of help people think about this, the subject and money in a different way is, what can somebody expect if they can learn this process? If they can, you know, and I know you're just giving us a tip of the iceberg, if you will, just touching on this today with us, but if they learn this process and start practicing it in their lives, and it's not just about their investments. I know it could affect many other parts of their life about money and their overall happiness and well-being. What can they expect?
Okay, so I will touch upon just a few different things that you can expect once you begin practicing true forgiveness. And understand, the practice of true forgiveness, it takes commitment, it takes focus, it's something that has to be done every day. But when you follow through, some of the things that you can experience is an increased level of self-awareness, especially when you are making decisions, right? And what you'll notice is that you feel more confident, right? You feel more secure. You'll be more in tune with how you are feeling, which is always the precursor to making good decisions, right? Another thing that you will notice is that you're going to feel more like the real you, all right? So what do I mean by that? Whether we're talking about old school forgiveness or true forgiveness, I think we all can remember that when we were taught to forgive, it's faith-based, right? Forgiveness is talked about in the Bible. It's brought up at church. It's really the foundation of a lot of religions and spiritualities that's out there. So when you practice forgiveness, what I mean when I say you're going to feel more like the real you, you're going to align yourself with who and what you really are, which in simple terms is your God self. Right, that's why you can experience that peace of mind, and you're going to be less afraid and more certain of the choices and the actions that you're making and taking. Right, and the greatest benefit, David, in my opinion, is that true forgiveness puts an end to the blame game. Right, so instead of being a victim of your circumstances, you are in charge.
I'm with you. So it's a more it's a not, let me get the right way of putting it. You know, sometimes there's a saying that people say is, you know, it just is what it is. And it's a little bit out, it's spoken with a little bit of despair. This is the same thing, but taking the despair part out of it, that it's more of, it is what it is. And so let me now respond to the situation, not to all the emotional stuff that comes with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And so, Now, when you say, you know, kind of back to our true self, a God-given self, you know, this is kind of like unraveling or stripping away all these layers of, again, all the biases and all of the socialization and all of the impact of all of the media's images and constant campaigns and our pounding on our head, kind of pulling all that off to come back to really, you know, just who we are without maybe some of that negative or kind of this overlay of life experiences and some of it very much not wanted experiences.
Right, right. Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I believe that life, finances, money, it doesn't have to be overwhelming. It doesn't have to be, what's another word? It doesn't have to be negative, right? It's supposed to be easy. It's supposed to be enjoyable. Right. And the lovely thing about, you know, the practice of true forgiveness is it brings you back. It brings you back to that place where you can, you know, redirect your decisions, redirect your actions, and put yourself back on that path, heading in the direction that you want to be heading in, right? Ultimately, yeah. To reach whatever your highest potential is.
Well, you know what, Christina? I know people naturally think, and it's easy, and I understand it, to think that, again, when we're talking about it, we're talking about, because of, again, what you started the entire conversation with is the thought about scarcity of money, not having enough, the insecurity. There have been studies done that, you know, X percentage of women over a certain age really have a true fear of being a bag lady. I mean, there's all of this baggage. But here's what I'll tell our listeners, and it really underlines the double scores, bolds, and puts a yellow highlighter on everything you said. And that is that I've seen people who have a lot of money, capital A-L-O-T, a lot of money. And guess what? It, and here's the word you were looking for earlier, it consumes them.
Right. Yes. Good word.
It just consumes them because they are either concerned about keeping other people from getting it, or it becomes really, I know this is going to sound kind of like a cliche and maybe too convenient, but they becomes kind of their master, that money no longer is a tool. It becomes something that they almost work for it. It's something that they're bowing down to every day, trying to, you know, to keep it and make it and have it and all of that. So I applaud the work you're doing because everybody, wealthy or not, poor or not, needs to hear what you're talking about.
Oh, thank you, David. I appreciate that. Yeah,
well, you're welcome. And we will have you come back again, Christine, because you make for a great guest. And let's remind our listeners, Christine Matthew is our guest today, wealth and personal empowerment coach. You can go to her website, Christine A. Matthew, M-A-T-H-I-E-U, or you can go to thatmoneygirl.com. And don't forget her book over at Amazon, From Wisdom to Wealth, Insights to Creating Your Path to Wealth. Christine, thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Oh, thank you again, David.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.